Schools are being warned they are vulnerable to hackers and have a lack of knowledge about how to defend against it. The Education Ministry report has found many teachers and principals didn't know enough about cybersecurity, and their behaviour increased cyber risk rather than reduced it. Our education correspondent John Gerritsen has been reading this report. He joins us now. Kia ora, good morning to you, John.
Kia ora.
What is the thrust of this?
Well, basically, this is a report, which is a sort of a draft assessment of digital and cybersecurity support for schools and whether the ministry, the government, needs to be providing more. So they've done a bit of a broad overview of schools and surveyed teachers and so forth to just see what they're doing. And some of the findings were a little bit alarming, mainly really a lack of knowledge amongst teachers and principals. So when they surveyed, they found that about half of schools were only filtering their email for obscene language and spam, or not filtering at all. A lot of teachers didn't get any training in cybersecurity. Principals didn't know much about cybersecurity, weren't getting any training. And so this report's saying, look, school staff don't actually know where to get help from, and they don't really have the time to deal with this because it's a big issue.
And can be an expensive one, can't it, to sort of, defend yourselves against these things? I mean, what sort of money is being put into this, do you know?
Yeah, well, I mean, in terms of IT spending overall, so not just on cybersecurity, schools are spending about $40 million a year. Sorry, they're receiving $40 million a year, but they're spending $59. So that's like a 50% overspend. There is obviously a need for more money. Most of that's actually in secondary schools rather than primary schools. And this report does say, we probably do need to make more investment in this area. Another problem, not just the funding, but also a sort of a lack of minimum standards or sort of guidance on, look, this is the minimum that a school needs to provide. So there's a suggestion in this report that, actually someone needs to come up with the minimum sort of core services that every school should have and make sure they have it.
Now, there's been a lot of publicity about some of the attacks on, health providers. The Waikato DHB was a big case. I haven't seen much about schools being targeted, but I guess they're as vulnerable as other organisations, aren't they?
Yeah, look, absolutely. That attack on the Waikato DHB was what prompted this report. In fact, the ministry has put on hold quite a major IT project, a sort of $40 million system for sharing students' information among schools. They put that on hold in the wake of that, just to try and figure out, where are their vulnerabilities and so forth. But look, there's overseas evidence that education facilities are a bigger target for ransomware attacks, malware attacks than anything else, right, by a long way in the United States. And in the UK, something like half of schools suffer attacks. So there's a definite need for this.
Yeah. Hey, just quickly and finally, John, what are the recommendations? I mean, what are they saying we should do about this?
Well, more government spending for a start, a proper stock take of just how big the risk is of cyber attack, more centrally provided services, and also a clear set of minimum services that all schools should have.
Thanks, John. John Gerritsen there, education correspondent.